Moadim l'simcha, we continue with our study of Nachiyomi, a deeper look as we do every single daily. Loi nishmas avi moria Rav Hillel b'meir yichel mechel zechorno levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker zechorno levracha. Today, I just want to leave a short note on a very end of today's beautiful perek in Shmuel Bet, perek ches, pasuk yud ches. We close out by identifying all the leaders of David HaMelech's cabinet to show us that it takes a village, that David HaMelech didn't do it on his own, but rather he fulfilled the responsibility that you need shoftim v'shotrim, like Rabbeinu Bechaya points out in Sefer Devarim. David and Yoav worked together, that there was a Krasi and a Plasi, that there was a Benayo ben Yoyada in charge of the Sanhedrin. And of course, at the end we're told, Ubinei David Kohanim Hayu, that the children of David HaMelech were Kohanim. What does that mean, that they were Kohanim? So Rashi in Sefer Shmos, Pasuk Yotes Pasuk Vav, Perek Yotes Pasuk Vav, we're told, Atemtu li mamleches Kohanim, Begoy Kadosh, Rashi explains, what does it mean, you will be for me a kingdom of Kohanim, and a holy nation? Rashi uses the word Sarim, they should be, you should be leaders. And he mentions the fact that over here also, Kohanim Hayu, means that the children of David were not actual Kohanim. To be a Kohen, you have to be from Shevet Levi. And at least David's children, at least the initial children, we'll see later, there'll be those who make a mistake from the lineage of David. But these children understood that their job was to be a mamleches, they were supposed to be from the Malucha side, not to be functioning as Kohanim. So therefore, the Bnei David Kohanim Hayu means they were leaders. The Ramban in Sefer Bereishis, in Sefer Bereishis, Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Mem Hey, also points out that the Kahuna also refers to Sherus, to service, but Avalo Elokus Bovad, it doesn't mean to be just a leader. We find Bnei David Hayu, Kohanim Hayu, means that what? They were the Rishonim Liyad HaMelech. They were Mesharsei HaMelech. They were there to serve. And so again, sometimes Jewish leaders have the mistaken understanding that their job is to go ahead and be lords. The Bnei David were not lords. They understood that when you take on a position of leadership, what you're really doing is taking on an avdus. You're taking on a position of servitude. And that's what it means, Kohanim Hayu. Their job was to be primarily involved in the service of the people, not to be the lords over the people. And that's the way of Jewish leadership. Not to see yourself as bigger, better, stronger, but rather to see yourselves as more involved with greater opportunity. We're also told, says the Ran in the Durham on Daf Samach Bei Zamed Aleph, what does it mean, Kohanim Hayu? They were Chachamim. And when they turned around and they offered Piskei Halacha, they were paskening as well as a Kohen. That is to say, that sometimes when we think about our job of our leaders, the Kohanim, their job is Yoru Mishpatech Liyakov. They serve the people. They're not here to go ahead and lord over the people. Sometimes in our lives, our leaders get a little confused, but not in Jewish tradition. In Jewish tradition, our leaders are not there to be above us. They're there to help us, serve us, and help us do our best to serve Hashem. So whichever way we look at the Kohanim, that is to say, to see David HaMelech's children as Kohanim, one thing's clear, that whatever they did so as leaders, but leaders who saw their primary responsibility not to be godlike or lording, but rather to be assisting and to be there to help the people, especially in Torah matters. Everyone have a fantastic day, and a moadim l'simcha.